Yeah, here we go. So, we're live. So, hello everybody. I'm here with Patrick McCullough. We're at Bunker's Pub. Jolene Draper's on the stage doing some open mic hosting. We're listening to her sing right now. We're here at the YMCA Strong Kids Campaign 50-50 booth.
That's right, live at Honker's Pub and Eatery.
Yeah.
We're raising some good dollars for the Strong Kids Campaign at Lethbridge. And this money goes to support all the youth programs at the Y. So get those kids healthy and strong for an active life.
Yeah. And Patrick, you were here on St. Patrick's Day, which is kind of funny. Patrick on St. Patrick's
Day. That's right. They had to book me.
You were booked. You were solid. So you were in here. So you were in here on St. Patrick's Day, and it went quite well, didn't it?
It was packed. This restaurant was packed. They even had to put us in just on the other side of the wall because there was just no room for us. But we raised a lot of money that day, and we're looking to do the same today. The restaurant's filling up, but there's still some seats left if you want to come on down.
Yeah, come on down, check us out, grab a happy hour beer.
Happy hour beer till 7.
Donate to a good cause. And you know what's even interesting? So me and Patrick are both on the YMCA Board of Directors. I'm a newer member. Patrick's been there for some time. And you know what I love most about it is I just love the positive people on the board. And I love how active and engaging everybody is in trying to continue to support such a great and wonderful community agency.
Yeah, the YMCA is a really strong family, right? Right from the CEO, right down to the maintenance staff. Everyone is a really nice, big hearts, and we all give a lot to the Y. And I think the members of the Y really appreciate that. It's just a really good family.
Yeah. As a member of the Y, I've always appreciated that, especially going for my steam room after the workout, man. The Men's Plus, I love that steam room. but you wear so much more hats than that. You created a little thing called the Lethbridge Sports and Social Club. As you said, was kind of a concept because you just wanted to meet new people in the city and do different things and be inspired by others. Tell me a bit about your success with this club and what growth do you anticipate in the future?
Yeah, so I started the club back in January 17, and we grew to 400 members by the end of the year. Just a lot of people coming out, wanting to connect with others, to go hiking, play basketball, go out for trivia, feel a sense of belonging in the community. And so for the future, I see it growing. I see more opportunities coming. A lot of people come in and bring their own talents to the group and share experiences. So it's become a community on its own, and it's really nice to see people feel empowered by it.
Yeah. Do you feel it has inspired people to do a lot of unique and different things that maybe brought them out of their comfort zone, like things they wouldn't have done on their own accord?
Yeah, so a lot of members went hiking for the first time and climbed some really tall.
For the first time.
Yeah. And then we did some challenging hikes last year, so we got a lot of people coming up for that. I think people underestimate how challenging it is to meet people for the first time, to walk in a room full of strangers and say, "Hi, I'm Patrick." And I don't think it matters how old or young you are. That's still a challenging experience. So even if they just come to the first event to say, "Hi, I'm Roy," that's huge for a lot of people.
Well, how do you, you bring up a really good point and a unique opportunity for me to ask you this question.
Yeah.
My background's always been in inclusion, and I know that you try to practice principles of inclusion with the Sports and Social Club. So if somebody's coming in for the first time, how do you make them feel welcome? What's that look like?
You just gotta greet them, and I think one of the things I try to do is get them to talk about themselves. People really want to share who they are. They're meeting, they might want to know about you, but they're really proud of who they are. So I just try to get them to share their story, and that just seems to really warm them up.
Yeah, it brings out, especially when you're in a group right away, that all were in your shoes at one point. I would assume that coming out, and we've all been in those situations. There's no one that's been oblivious to walking into a new room.
Yeah.
I walked into the YMCA Board of Directors new room for the first meeting, and you bet it's intimidating.
Yeah.
There's some friendly faces and there's others that you don't know, and it takes time to build those relationships. remembered, how have your members fostered a sense of community, like within the club itself?
You know, they're all coming from the same place, but from different backgrounds. So they're all very understanding that they're on the same page with the same goals. And so they all share the same values, and they want to make others feel welcome. So they've all really fostered that idea with little to no encouragement from myself. It's just everyone feels a little vulnerable, and everyone wants to help each other do well. So it's very organic. It's really cool.
Oh, I like that, man. I think what you're doing, Patrick, is just fantastic for the community, fantastic for people. You know, maybe it was you who said this or someone else, but I've heard this quite a bit, and probably I could probably heard this on a number of occasions. But they said, you know, the biggest ailment to Western societies, you know, isn't like civil war, which we see happening in the Middle East or in Africa or these type of places. What we see here is loneliness and isolation that are creating mental health issues in people that are really causing a lot more effects in our world than a lot of other things. And so, is that addressed in your social life? Like, do you feel that that's an accurate statement?
I think it is. I think it's not something I push. I think I want people to feel that organically and go through that journey without it feeling that I'm trying to preach ideas onto anyone. But I think our numbers kind of speak for themselves in that people are looking for that sense of belonging and community. And they just have the challenge to find it. Whatever, you know, they might have friends or family. I'm not saying they're completely alone, but they're looking for more. They're looking for something else. And I will say this, if we start living in an act of service where we're trying to give more than we take, there's more, I find doors open and you find that you live a richer life when you start to give. Tying it back to the why, I think, you know, we both volunteer on the board. You're involved in a lot of community groups. And it's really empowering to help your brother and your sister, right? And I think that's what I'm trying to do with the club, and I'm hoping that transfers to other members as well.
See, I really like and appreciate what you said there, Patrick, because you're right. You know, I think when you give more than you take, you feel a sense of, you just feel content, you know? You feel like you're giving everything you can to the community, to the people that might need it the most, and it gives you this positive outlook on life, like, hey man, you know, we keep working hard, plugging away at it, maybe we will one day see a world of peace, and that's very optimistic, but why can't we think that way, right? You know, like, and we can only do what we can do to achieve even a small part of that peace or that human rights, that we're looking at, that global human rights. We can only do our part and hope that it ripples effects, you know, that people join this type of movement.
Yeah. And you don't have to give money, as simple as just smiling at someone or holding the door open or just saying, hi, how are you, to the other person serving you a coffee or something. Yeah. Right? It could be that simple, right?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome, Patrick. Well, I was here on the podcast called Pubs or Beers in a Pub.
Thanks
that's
for inviting me in this impromptu. We are sitting in a beer in a pub. We got a beers and we got a...
And we have a few people that bought some tickets, so that's very exciting.
We're on our way.
We're on our way, man. So thanks again, Patrick. And yeah, let's post this thing.